الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. عنوان occasion: نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a sketch, a rectangle on the ground with a stick, and then he drew one line in the middle of it that was going out of the rectangle. Then on this middle line that was in the rectangle, he drew short lines on both sides. And then he explained what this means. He says the rectangle is the lifespan of a human being, how long he's going to live. And that middle line is this person living his life. He comes to the end, but that line goes out of the rectangle. So he's finished his life, but he's still got many hopes of his life. I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. But more comes and all his hopes are dashed. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said in a very beautiful poem, Qadha, Qadha meaning mort. Qadha aake bahosh ko behosh karke. That a person was in his full senses, is now totally out of his senses. He can't say yes, he can't say no, he can't make a signature, it's finished. He can't make a movement. قَضَى آكِ بَاہوش کو بے ہوش کر گئے ہنگامہِ حیات کو خاموش کر گئے. Or the high wage of dunya, I'm going here, I'm building this, I'm opening a new shop here, I'm getting married, all that is gone cold, nothing of it is left now. This is how mort comes to a person. But the hopes of a person are still plenty. And then that small lines on both sides of this person as he was living his life are the halat, the conditions that he will face in life. Sometimes this problem in life, sometimes that problem in life, the ups and downs of life which keep on coming and going. So that is the reality, that is how our life is. But Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah did not leave us in the world, go there, suffer in the world, all difficulties and hardships. Allah has given us enough things for our protection. It's up to us to use that protection. Then we will go through smoothly in life. Without all these ups and downs and difficulties and problems, we'll go smoothly through life. So amongst those which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is, it comes in the hadith, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that a person will read the three quls, the last three surahs of the Quran Sharif, three times each, and each time with Bismillah, takfika min kulli shay. It will be enough, it will be protection for you from everything. The ulama of hadith have explained this hadith in two ways. The one is takfika min kulli wirdin, that sometimes it happens you can't read all your wazifas, whatever your yaseen, your duas, your zikrs, before you have to rush to the airport, you have to take a flight, or for whatever other reason, then just reading these three quls, each one three times, will be also sufficient for you. It will cover up for everything. Just like sometimes we can't have our proper breakfast, then we just have half a cup tea also. We just have one banana or something. But normally we have our full breakfast. Sometimes in an emergency like that, you just do with that. For lunch you just have some sandwiches, for example. But normally you have your proper meal. So, and the other explanation, takfika min kulli shar. It will be protection for you from every type of evil, from every type of harm and nuqsan that a person can face. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, commonly today people complain about hijackings, robberies, etc. It will be protection from that. People complain about serious health conditions, heart problems, cancer, etc. It will be protection from that also. People complain about jadu, jinn effect. It will be protection from that also. And the biggest harm that a person has got is his own nafs and shaitan, that are always instigating to do wrong and to not to obey Allah Ta'ala, etc. It will be protection from his nafs and shaitan, because it comes min kulli shar, of all evil. So we should, it is very simple, we should all try and read it daily three times in the morning and three times each in the evening also. So let us read it together now, inshallah, so that we have our protection for the whole day. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab wa min sharri nafathati fil 'uqad wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. This is now, we took out our protection policy. It will last till Maghrib. Maghrib time it will expire. If we want again protection, read it after Maghrib again. The whole night we have protection. We read it every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. We'll have 24 hours protection. And from Allah Ta'ala, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Our Imam Sahib, Hafiz Muhammad, wants to become bay'at. So just a little introduction, then we can understand what is becoming bay'at. Bay'at is not faraz, it is sunnah to become bay'at. But what is faraz is the object of bay'at. And that is our reformation, to correct our spiritual life, our religious life. Just like a person gets a disease, gets high blood, sugar, cholesterol is gone too high, continuous headache, migraine. First you try some home remedies, they don't help, then you go to the doctor. Doctor gives you a consultation, diagnoses you, then he gives you a prescription, and hopefully, if Allah wishes, you get better. You may get better, you may not get better. If you get better, you are not going to live forever. Still, you are going to die. If you don't get better and it becomes worse, it becomes fatal, you die. But on your death, that disease has come to an end now. And spiritual diseases also come in a person. Nobody brings them, they come themselves. Like pride, anger, jealousy, all these spiritual diseases. So for that also, we have to go for a diagnosis. And we go to a spiritual doctor. And then he will diagnose us. And then he will prescribe medicine for us. Yeah, the cure is guaranteed. Because the actual healer, doctor, is Allah Ta'ala himself. The sheikh is only in the front. But Allah is the actual one who heals. But so a person moves in the spot, Allah gives the healing. And then a person gets healed. And yeah, if you took your treatment, then after death you live a life of peace. But if you did not take your treatment and you died with the disease, you'll have to pay the consequences in the qabr. For example, it comes in the hadith, if a person has got one iota, 1 gram, a little bit of pride, you forget the entry into Jannah, you won't get the fragrance, the smell of Jannah also. And that smell will go to a journey or 500 years out of Jannah. He won't even come so near Jannah if we did not remove the pride that is in us. So, and this pride is the cause of our fights in the house, at workplace, everywhere. Pride is a killer disease. So we have to take remedy. So for that is bayat. The person becomes bayat, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله، فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat now. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. Oh Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah, and the chain of the Naqshbandiyah, and the chain of the Qadariyah, and the chain of the Sohar Wardiyah. Oh Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, except my tawbah and my bayat. Oh Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kami, on kalima shahada, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. and accepting Sunnah. So what you should do now, also, one is always, mashallah, maintain Islamic tradition. The other Quran Sharif tilawat daily, at least half is one shukar a day. And then read 100 times, La ilaha illallah. And in this way, that and the first time, and more or less every 10 times, complete the whole kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And read it in this way, that with La ilaha, think I'm taking all the wrong things out of my heart. The dirt, the filth, all the evil things, I'm taking it out of my heart. And with illallah, I'm putting the right things. In other words, we are washing, vacuuming the heart 100 times. And with illallah, we are putting perfume and we are making it smell nice. That heart will become pure and clean. And 100 times, Allah. After the first Allah, to say Jalla Jalaluhu, or words of Allah's greatness, is wajib. Then say it with this in mind, O Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come in my heart. 100 times every day, how won't we get the love of Allah Ta'ala? And then keep contact, by email or by phone, whatever, but about once a month or so, keep contact, and when possible, come to the majlis also, which take place inshallah. Alhamdulillah, wa bilalamu. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. And we still want to say جزاك الله.